Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. So on Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia. And now, I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe there are more than 1,500 French cheeses? Yum. And sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today is episode number 145, and we are continuing the A to Z of French herbs. Today's herb is a wild one. No, it's not a reference to an Iggy Pop song. Today's herb is often found in the wild, and not often cultivated commercially. But if you get the chance to savor some, you should, as they're delicious. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson on maybe, some delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, wild leeks. Wild leek in French is pronounced poireau sauvage and spelled poireau, P-O-I-R-E-A-U-X, sauvage, S-A-U-V-A-G-E-S. Poireau meaning leeks and sauvage meaning wild. Wild leek is a herbaceous perennial plant that is part of a Meryllidaceae family, which is also part of the asparagus family, and it is also part of the allium family or onion family of plants as well. Some of the relations to wild leek include, well, leeks, elephant garlic, pearl onions, courgette, and Persian leek. It also goes by the name of barragain, broadleaf wild leek, and vine leek. The botanical name is Allium ampelopsum. It is a wild relative to the cultivated leek. In some places, it is known as ramps, particularly in North America. Ramps comes from the Old English word ramsom, which is a term for wild garlic. Native to North America and Europe, mainly it would be found in Eastern Mediterranean and Western Asian regions. Wild leek grows in a rich, well-drained soil, and you'll often find it foraging, in particular in forest regions, in the mountain ranges after snow melts. Its bright green leaves can grow between 40 to 80 centimetres long. The bulbs of the wild leek are almost translucent white. Its flowers are white or pinkish. Often it's confused with wild garlic, because when you rub the leaves of wild leek, it can have a subtle garlicky smell to it. The spoils of the bounty of wild leek is found in late spring to early summer, from April to June. During the summer months, due to the heat, the plant goes into a vegetative state, and hence its flavour is, well, diminished somewhat. But once autumn comes, between September and October, the herb has a second lease on life, and some would say it's at its peak flavour-wise again. It's thought that in history, wild leeks and the moon had a connection. People used to believe that the moon would influence the flavour and timing or when to pick wild leeks. The lunar cycle, as we know, affects the tide, but there's no proof that it influences the flavour of food. Wild leek has a long history of being used in traditional medicine, often for ailments like coughs, colds, and sore throats, as well as digestive problems. In Wales, wild leek is seen as a national symbol, and there it is used in traditional dishes, like a soup made from meat, vegetables, and wild leeks called caul. Known as ramps in North America, wild leek is often seen in native cuisines, and there's even a wine made from the bulbs called ramps wine. In France, the place for you to get wild leek is going to be in really good food markets, and markets in towns and areas where it can be found growing in the wild and foraged from locals. Wild leeks contain vitamins C, K, A, and iron, calcium, and potassium, and they're a really good source of fibre. So it's said to be good for your heart, bones, and your mood. It's thought that it's even rich in antioxidants and has anti-inflammatory properties as well. It can be eaten raw, and if done so, it has a spicy taste to it. But often, especially in French food, you'll see it in soups. And another dish in France that you'll see is that the white stems and bulb of the wild leek are cooked and served with a warm vinaigrette and a hard-boiled egg. There's even the seeds of the herb be used, and you might be lucky to find seeds cooked in vinegar and used as topping for salads. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can check out other fabulous shows relating to France on the Evergreen Network, including the French History Podcast and Le Secle. You can check these and other shows out, as well as more episodes of Fabulously Delicious, at evergreenpodcast.com. Are you coming to France, planning a trip to Paris? Or are you one of those lucky ones that live in Paris? Well, I've been lucky to live in Paris, and well, I can say this for you. I ate my way through Paris for you. So, with all that experience of eating, drinking, and exploring the city of lights, love, and good food, I thought I need to bring that experience to you, my fabulously delicious audience. Because, well, if you're listening, you probably love French food, right? So I created my first book, A Food Guide to Paris. It's called Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City. In it, you'll find more than 300 recommendations, consisting of boulangeries, cafes, chocolate shops, fromageries, markets, patisseries, restaurants, and wine bars. There's also food streets, gourmet and kitchen supply stores, and so much more. Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City is a 2024 edition, so it's up to date with all recommendations. So if you're planning a trip or coming this year to Paris, it's perfect for you. But if you're just a foodie that loves books about food, then it's also good for you. You can get a copy on my website, andrewpryorfabulously.com, and you can even get a signed and gift package copy. And you can also find it on Amazon, and there's a Kindle version. I hope you enjoy it. Famed US chef David Chang is quoted as saying, "I look forward to the spring vegetables because the season is so short. Mushrooms, edible foraged herbs, wild leeks, early asparagus." That's it for another episode of Season 4 of Fabulously Delicious. How do you use wild leeks? How do you cook them or eat them? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously or email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for wild leeks with me, I'll give them a go, post on my socials, possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening. And remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.